Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. You're listening to Jacobs on the Law here on News Talk 790 KNST, and we are exploring the secrets of the law here in the Sonoran paradise that we call Southern Arizona. I'm your host, Henry Jacobs. I'm an attorney here in practice in Tucson, Arizona, and I'll be presenting this show every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock right here on this radio station. So keep your calls coming. Our number here in the studio is 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. So give us a call if you have a question about the law here in the state of Arizona. We've talked this morning about the subject of DUI law and what those unfortunate folks who run into difficulties with this area of the law should do, and also about the unusual aspect of foreclosure law that I've recently been encountering in the office. Now, folks, remember that you can give us a call in the office at 300-4113. That's 300-4113, or visit our website at jacobsonthelaw.com. That's jacobsonthelaw.com. And we can have a chance to discuss your problems and concerns in detail in one of our two offices here in Tucson. Now, folks, there was a thing that did catch my eye this week. Now, it's a little late because it was September 3rd. But Dateline, Terre Haute, Indiana, September 3rd, 2009. Now, it seems that a Miss Sally Harpold went and bought some cold medicine in a pharmacy there in Indiana, and she went and bought a box of Zyrtec D cold medicine for her husband and her daughter at Clinton Pharmacy. That's a suburb of Terre Haute. And then later in the same week, she went to another pharmacy and she bought another box of cold medicine, because the colds went on. And in doing so, she broke Indiana law. Yes, she broke Indiana law. That would be Title 35, 48-4-14.7. And that is a law. I went and looked it up. Now, I'm not an Indiana lawyer, so I couldn't give anybody advice about Indiana law. But lo and behold, it is forbidden in the state of Indiana to buy drugs containing more than 3 grams of ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, or both in 1 week. So they went to her house and they arrested her. Now, what do you think of that, folks? Anybody have any thought on that? Well, now, the prosecutor surely did. He said, absolutely, we arrested her. She bought 2 boxes, and that's against the law. And I'm simply enforcing the law as it's written, said the prosecutor, Mr. Alexander. And Mr. Alexander went on that the public has a responsibility to know what is legal and know what is not, and that ignorance of the law, as they say, is no excuse. But she said, if you take these products, you ought to know what's in them. And interviewed for this story, a pharmacist went on with some details on how to check labels and noting that anything that has a D in it has a likelihood of having pseudoephedrine or PSE. Folks, honestly, did this woman commit a crime? I'm very interested in your opinion on this. So give us a call at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. I think that there are things on our books that are designated as criminal offenses that are not. And the subject is a lot more difficult to pin down than you would suppose. And it comes down in the end to what is a crime. We can designate something as a crime in our criminal statutes, but that may be something that common sense would tell us is not a criminal act. And to me, the one feature that criminal acts must have is the knowingness, the intent. And that is in the Indiana law, and I suppose that I don't know the facts of this case very well in Indiana, but I suppose that that's where this woman will probably find some assistance, is that what she did wasn't intentional. But you do have, as we have been discussing previously in the hour, these crimes that don't involve intent, such as our DUI, where it's a status offense. You have the blood alcohol level and you're driving the car. Now, you drive the car intentionally, but folks drive cars all the time. So if you have a thought about this, give us a call in the studio. And one of the things that we run into very, very often in the studio, and I want to talk about this on our next show before we go to Emilio's call here, is how to use and get along with your lawyer. We are going to be talking about that next time. So you might start thinking of questions for them. In the meantime, we have Emilio here. And Emilio, welcome to News Talk 790KNST.
Yes, good morning.
We have very limited time for questions.
Okay, well, I just got a question to answer your question. I think if that's the law and she did it, she broke it. So, that's, you know, it's the funny law, like they got these old laws about, you know, how many rifles you can have in your house and all that, blah, blah, blah. But it's an old law, but she broke it. You know, I think she is, you know, because of that law. And I wanted to ask you a question about that.
Go ahead.
Is it against the law to have your license plate covered, like with a plastic or something, like for a custom?
Well, now, the state code does say that the license plate has to be visible in this stage of photo radar, which we talked about last week. There are a lot of these covers that are available that supposedly make magical glare and so on, and the answer is it is somewhat of an unsettled area of law as to what blocked and not blocked is. But if you take spray paint and paint it black, I assure you that's illegal. And also in the state of Arizona, they did just enact a law which caused a bit of a stir. The word Arizona has to be visible. And that all of a sudden, all these license plate frames people had, they had to throw them out. And Emilio, thank you for your call. We do have, at this time, we're very close to wrapping up. I wanted to let you know, folks, that you can give us a call in the office, 300-4113. That's 300-4113, or visit our website at Jacobs on the Law. That's Jacobs on the Law. And, folks, if you do send an email to attorney at Jacobs on the Law, or if you use that button on the website, that goes directly to me, folks. So I will go ahead and give you a response anytime during the week, or I'd be happy to meet with you in the office. Now, please do tune into our radio show next Sunday at 8 o'clock. We are going to be talking about the deep, dark secrets of how to choose a lawyer and the even deeper, darker secrets of how to get the most out of him or her once you've actually paid your money. It's amazing how things change. So give us a call in the office, 300-4113, that's 300-4113, or visit our website at Jacobs on the Law. Or we can get right back to you, and I can get back to you tomorrow. Or you can stop by in person. The office is at 2030 East Speedway, Suite 212, and there is someone there by 8:30 if you prefer to come in person. So we will see you next week right here on Jacobs on the Law, Sundays at 8 on News Talk 790 KNST. This is Henry Jacobs, and have a great week.